96 in reverse. It is 96 in reverse, and you can have the worst of my drink, and we can switch places. Now we are in reverse.
Welcome to 96 and reverse with your host, Peter and Cedric.
Yo, how y'all? Welcome. It's another wonderful Saturday.
Yes, it is.
How's it been? Oh, it was a good week. I mean, it was cold this week here in Florida. It was super cold for us.
It was crazy here. So it snowed here in Georgia. You know, people can't drive. So, and we had, so I have a pool. Oh my God. I need to tell you about the pool. The pool exploded. And you know I have chickens in the backyard.
Oh, no.
So water went everywhere.
That's not good.
And it was because the tree fell and it hit the pool and water went everywhere. But there's so much going on around the world. Like,
Global
warming is crazy.
It's crazy because it's like it got like 37 degrees here this week in Florida, and I'm in Orlando, and it's that's not normal for us, but you know. Is that, other than that, the warm days were really beautiful. Beautiful 70 days. That's been nice, but it's been cold lately. Not sure what's going on with that. But yeah, and then you got the fires in LA. Like, what's up with that?
I don't know. Have you heard about the crazy things that is going on in the world?
Like, there's so many people, so many celebrities' houses are getting burnt down.
Well, they got the insurance. They can rebuild.
I kind of feel like.
Go ahead.
You want to hear my my conspiracy theory on that?
Hit it.
What if it's tied in with Puff's daddy situation? Like celebrity houses got burnt down because they have evidence or stuff in their house that. They were involved, and there was no way to get rid of it but just burn the whole city down. Because you never heard no fires in L.A.
Correct.
L.A. is full of homes and buildings. Smog fills that place because it's so busy. So how does a fire start there? And you can't even stop it. That's like dealing with New York, and all you have a fire going through the city. Mm-hmm. How? And it's full of brick buildings. How?
You know what's funny about that? I don't know. I was last night. I was in TikTok. Well, let me say this morning because I went to sleep this morning at 5 a.m. I was in TikTok, and I don't know if they were saying that they had catch somebody who had set fire and something or something. I was halfway asleep. I couldn't remember exactly what happened, but. I'm like, they catch somebody or they put him on zip ties and like the cops are doing an investigation or something like that. But you know how this world's going?
Mm-hmm.
You might be right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of conspiracy. I don't know if you remember when the whole Hawaii situation happened.
Mm-hmm.
With the whole fire, they were saying that houses that had the blue ceiling were not catching on fire.
Wow.
And I just saw something right before I jumped in the shower before coming downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
About there was like one house that didn't catch on fire. And they asked the gentleman why his house didn't catch on fire. And he said he didn't have something. But it's funny, though, because the garage had some type of meter and the garage was the one that catched on fire.
Whoa.
So they were saying, what happened if the fire really didn't happen because of, like the actual flakes from the trees? If it was because of the power company, that had something to do with it and they sent too much electricity to burn all these houses because it's capable of being doing, electricity can just start sparking. That's it. But they were saying that his house didn't have the meter in the main house. It had it on the garage house. So, conspiracy.
Ooh, I mean, there's so many things. It's so crazy how, as you get older, it feels like So many things are coming to light. So many
Yes.
things that we saw as kids as okay, and seeing it every day, and now knowing that you are raping people behind this. It's crazy. It, you know, there's a whole island of people that looks like Nickelodeon, and I'm like, Lord Jesus, it's so many things that's happening. We could talk about for days, but it's crazy.
It's like Lord Jesus is a fire.
I read something today about a dating app, so I'll read it to you. It says
Hemi.
the dating app landscape has changed dramatically over the past years, and with the rise of Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, online dating has become the normal for many singles. However, with great power comes with great responsibility, of course.
It's true.
You have to have that. We have to build that tough skin. You have to have that. What are you looking for? What are you on there for? Are you, And then, some of the topics that comes up is the rise of ghosting, or the dark side of the app. Like, who are you actually dating? Are you being catfished? Are you being set up to get robbed? It's so many things in this app. It's crazy. So it's a good topic to talk about with your friends and everything, because I mean, the rise of ghosting. People do
And
that
how
every day.
that affects people, because one of the big things is back in the day, you kind of had closure. You know, you'll go out with somebody, you'll get into an argument, and you know why basically the end happened. But now it's like, from what I've seen, with all these chat stuff, is a lot of people are having sex, and it's like one night stand. At least before, you used to know, hey, this is a one night stand and that's it. You know, you go to a party, you have sex, you're done. You know, but now it's like a lot of men and women go on these dating apps and they go and have sex, and some people might think that there might be a relationship there, and then they just get ghosted, and that affects you a lot
Yeah, absolutely.
because
Definitely.
you don't have closure.
Yeah. I definitely went through something similar like that, thinking that, sex connected us, and now you're bind to me and we're in this relationship now. And, naive me, the naive centric part, it was, thought that that's what it was, and that's all it took, which it wasn't. And it took me a long time to understand that nowadays sex is separate. I think I'm an old soul. I think that's what it is. Because when I have sex with somebody, it's like, okay, now we need to know each other, and let's have a let's
A
bond.
bond.
And now that we connected sexually, even though it's the backwards way of doing it, you should connect with somebody, mentally
Yeah.
and over conversation first before having sex with them. But now that we're in this bed together, it's kind of like, all right, so now I just took you to the deepest part of me, which is in my body. Can we get a connection? Can we talk? Can we, what's your favorite movies? Do you like movies? Do you like to walk? And some people run from that because it's, and then they ghost you because it's too real for them. And it's crazy. It's just crazy how it works. And when I think of ghosting, when I see people say the word ghosting, it's a normal conversation. It's normal for people to do it, which is
So true.
crazy. Yeah. It's like you get on these apps and you speak to somebody and they don't like how you look, they go boop,
Poop. Next.
block, next. Or
Yeah,
you have a, yeah, it's
and
crazy.
it's kind of funny because there's so because of the rise of phones, there's easier way to communicate, but I think that at the same way you need to learn how to use these tools, right? Because the tools are very useful if you use them in the right way, right? So think about it like this. Nowadays, people are just swiping left and right, right? Nowadays, people are not remembering nobody's name. You can't even remember, like before, I remember everybody's phone number. now I don't remember my own phone number, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's exactly the same thing with apps. It's like, swipe left, you forgot about that person. Swipe right, you forgot about that person. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of funny because technology is supposed to help us keep us closer. But if you've seen it, the way that we're using it, it's just totally different than what it was made for, I think.
Yeah, I do agree. So, you know, I'm gay and I deal with men. So some of the apps like Grindr, I used to use Grindr, and it was supposed to be a dating app. And then us as humans, we always turn it. We can turn something into something else, and it can be easily done. And it became now this hookup app. And again, the ghosting part, you can have a beautiful conversation with somebody and connect over the internet and not see their face and see their body parts and stuff like that. And once they see your face,
it's game over.
They either they're in or they're out. And when they're out, it's not like, oh no, you're not my type. Thank you. I appreciate you. No, they'd be like, block, next. Mm-hmm. And it's like, dang. And then when they actually really take the time to get to know you and want to, you know, once they get the time to get to know you, it's like, oh, you're not, you know, you don't have the perfect body or whatever the case may be, but dang, you're really cool. Mm-hmm. And that's more attractive, but they don't get to that part because they're looking at the exterior first.
Yep.
Crazy.
It's everything is so superficial now, you know, like, when did I start doing this? We had invited somebody to our house years ago, a good friend of ours. We invited him to our house, for one of the holidays and we worked together, and he kind of told everybody, like, I have a lot of Bose speakers in the house. This is my favorite company for music. And, you know, he started telling people, like, all the stuff that I had at the house. And a lot of people started talking to me at work because of the technology I had in my house. And I was like, where you guys are getting, like, everything that I have from my house? And a lot of people just started talking, like, stopped talking to me because of what I had in my house. And I guess people feel, I'll use the word challenge. Because they don't have what another person has. I can't call it envy. But, you know, and it's exactly the same thing that comes back to relationship. Is if that person doesn't have what you think you want, you just ghost them. You know?
Crazy.
And it's kind of like crazy how the world is running nowadays. Like, I've seen a lot of things like, OnlyFans has grown so much, you know? And if you look at things like the sugar daddy thing, right? That was really, really big not too long ago. And now you don't hear it because people are kind of now making their own money through using like OnlyFans. So, and I remember hearing, I have a friend, I'm not going to say his name, but he had told me, he's like, yeah, I have a sugar daddy. And he gives me everything that I want. But when he started doing OnlyFans, he stopped having the sugar daddy, which is, you know, very interesting, that he no longer has that relationship with that person no more. And it was, you know, the trade-off that person was getting, which is, you know, basically what is going on nowadays.
Yeah, I do agree on that. It's The world has changed, and the more advanced I think the technology gets, I feel like the worst or the more it's going to change relationships, you know, getting to know people. I think that stuff is really going to affect us and how we contact, you know, how we are connecting as human beings. Can be scary. So, I mean, I just say, I wish I can go back into the days. I wish I could go back into the 80s where people met people at the bars and have the conversation, long night conversations. And, I'll share a story with you. I remember when I was 17, 18, I had my first love lust. I wasn't having sex at the time, but I was outside. I remember one of my fondest moments was being with this guy that I liked, and we were outside on the back of the truck, laying on the back of the truck, looking at the stars, and we were just talking. It was so nice. It was cold outside, so we had a cover, and we were just out there talking and relaxing. It was so nice. And those are the things that just kind of bonded us. And even though we didn't date, but it still made a good connection, a good,
Friendship is
friendship.
there.
Yeah. And that's when the Nokia phones were out. Oh, the
Oh my
good
God, those bricks.
Nokias. Yes, they worked.
You throw that at somebody, you kill them right away.
They never broke.
But yeah, I mean, I think that a lot is changing. A lot will continue changing. The question is, where are we going to end? Because, again, that whole ghosting situation is affecting a lot of people.
Mentally, emotionally.
Yes.
I mean, but then I think, like, if it continues, I believe that it will become a normal. But then it sucks because, you connect with these people and you say, hey, we're gonna meet on this day at this time at this place, get dressed, come over. Now I've wasted money on buying an outfit, wasted time on washing my hair, getting my hair cut, looking, the freshest I can, and then I may or may not have a car, where do I want or not, and still gotta spend money on putting gas in the car or paying Uber to get me to where I need to go. And then the biggest situation is getting to a restaurant, sitting there waiting for you, and sitting there waiting.
And then at the end, who's going to pay the bill?
If there was one.
Correct. It's a lot if you think about it. And then to be ghosted on top of that, if it
Right.
does happen, I mean, it's strong if you think about it. It's really strong.
It's hard, and it's like, what do we do as people? How do we get to the next stage or the next level of that? So that was an interesting topic that I ran, and I was like, wow, it is true. And me being single, like I said before, and kind of going through those things, I'm 38 now, so it doesn't really affect me like it did when I was younger, but I'm pretty sure,
I mean, oh my God, it's crazy. I'm trying to read here some of the topics that I have. One of the things is how do you think society should approach this topic? It's like, it's crazy, like everything that is going on in this world.
So yeah, I just really think we just need to connect as humans. I think more coffee shops, I think more coffee shops or little quaint little places that open up, bars, clubs, gay clubs, straight clubs, whatever clubs, need to have need to open, have a section of the day of just having a moment to meet and greet new people. It doesn't have to be speed dating. It just be like, hey.
So it's funny here because here in Atlanta, it's kind of funny that you said the bar earlier, and me and my wife, we like to work from like coffee shops and stuff like that. And one of the things is like coffee shops are popping up left and right. All right. But the main thing that you see now when you walk in a coffee shop is you don't see two people talking. What you see is a person staring at a computer and just focus on that deeply and listening to music and working. Coffee shops are not the coffee shops back in the day where you used to go in and sit down and talk to friends. Mm-hmm. Now it's either you went in, you did a task, you're out. Like, you know, society has totally changed when it comes to coffee shop. It's like, you want this good ass coffee. You want to do what you want to do, finish your task, and you're done.
Wow.
And it's kind of funny because that same format ends up happening with people. You know, you go in. It's not like back in the days. You used to sit down and talk for hours with a person about different topics. Now it's like, you're in, I have a timer, you know, I'm here for this time, and then I'm out.
Yes. Are you interested? Are you not? Mm-hmm. What are we doing? Let me see. Oh, let me give you 5 seconds, 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And if I'm interested in you, if you're cute and you have a good conversation,
we keep it going. And if not, there it ends. And that's the other thing. If you do keep it going, mm-hmm. what's the expectation? Is it the bed? You know? Mm-hmm. Is it going to have sex? Is it, are we going to continue talking? You know? And then at the end, once the sex happened, is it, was it good? Are we cutting off or are we continuing? Mm-hmm. So it's a very small trend if you're looking at it. And that's it. It's crazy how it ends so quickly.
Things are changing.
Going back to all the stuff, have you noticed a lot of stores closing lately?
Yeah. Bath and Body Works. Bed, Bath and Beyond. It was another department store that was open since we were kids.
Big Lots is closing.
Oh, really?
Yes, around my house, they just announced they're closing their Big Lots. A lot of Macy's are closing. My local GameStop is actually closing, which is crazy to me because I spent a lot of Pokemon money in there. Wow. But I got to talk to the guys in there, and they told me that the company next door bought their lease out. I was like, ooh. I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah.
They bought their lease out and they're kicking them out. They gave them 30 days. I was like, wow, that's crazy. So I went in there and I did some shopping. It was pretty fun. Me and my son had a great time. But it is crazy. And I think the rise of all these shops closing is because of the same situation that we talked about earlier, is technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The fact that you can go into Amazon and have something delivered in the next 24 hours.
On the same day.
On the same day sometimes, yes. Uh-huh. And now just that, check how small our expectation is. We get angry if it doesn't show up in time.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Like back in the day, I remember going to a freaking Radio Shack. And for those of you who do not know what a Radio Shack was, it's an electronic store. where you can get anything you needed that it came to electronics, from remote controls to RCA batteries and all this other stuff.
Basically like a Best Buy.
Yes. For electronics, basically.
For electronics, yeah.
Yeah. So I remember when they just went out of business, and it just reminded, literally when I was standing in GameStop and they told me that they were closing that location, I was like, oh my God. This is like, you know, like Radio Shack. They're just closing stores left and right just because, you know, how the world is and how technology has driven us to the point where, like, again, Amazon, boom, buy something, deliver the next day or the same day. And it's like, you can't wait now. Like, I order this. My son is into nerve guns. And we ordered this gun for him, shotgun thing that he likes, from, I think it was Fortnite he was playing. And, he was like, Dad, when is it coming? When is it coming? When is it coming? I'm like, dude, they're backed up because of the holidays and now there's snowstorm. So you have to wait a couple of days. And it finally came in today and he was going crazy today with the damn shotgun. But the fact that, he was like, every single day, where's this damn thing? I'm like, I remember when I used to order stuff, they used to say, hey, you need to wait a couple of days because we need to transfer it from different stores.
Wow.
That does not exist anymore.
Hmm.
The waiting is gone.
It's gone. It's just, it's today or the next day.
Yep.
Gone are the days that I had to wait all these weeks waiting for something to ship in the mail. I remember when I first bought my DVD, it took 2 weeks for them to ship it.
That's crazy.
And I got it in the box, and I was like, oh my God, I got my first DVD. But it was the one that, I don't know if you remember, it was the pamphlets that had all the DVDs. You can check off what the five that you want or something like that.
Yes.
Free. You get to pay like $1, you get so many for free.
Yes.
And they you ship it back in, they ship you all these DVDs, but you had to sign it for something. It was crazy. But yeah.
I mean, I remember Netflix back in the day. You had to pay for it, wait until they ship you the ones you wanted, wait
yeah.
5 days, and then put them back in their little sleeve, send them back.
Put them in the mail, and then you'll in the next couple of days, you'll get more DVDs. Man, that was crazy.
Yeah.
But I think Netflix changed the game when it went straight streaming.
Yes. I think they're the ones who killed Blockbuster, though.
Yeah, they killed Blockbuster.
They definitely mutilated Blockbuster.
But it's crazy. Did you know that Netflix sold themselves to Blockbuster?
Yes, I heard about that. That they were trying to sell the company to Blockbuster, and Blockbuster said no.
Shot themselves in the foot.
Yes, they did. And it's funny though, because Blockbuster had the technology to being able to ship CDs and DVDs to people's houses faster mm-hmm. than Netflix
mm-hmm.
because they had a location in every single city.
Mm-hmm.
So they could have done it quicker and faster and would have beat Netflix. But again, sometimes that human greed, you know, mm-hmm. just traps you. That's why sometimes you have to let it go, like the song goes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it is crazy.
It is, definitely.
How are you doing with these days with your electric vehicle? Everything doing good?
Well, everything is great. I actually just came back from Daytona and loved the drive on it. It was nice and smooth.
Okay.
Loved it.
So yesterday we went out. So in Georgia, it snowed a lot yesterday. And I was like, okay, I have to get my vehicle out. I need to see how I can, you know, how this functions in the snow.
Wait, if you guys don't know, Peter got a new vehicle just as well as I did. But Peter got this new, was it a Kia?
Yes,
tell them what you got, Peter.
I got the EV6, and my wife got the EV9.
So they got basically a sedan and a sedan version and a SUV version.
Correct. So I call it the crossover, mm-hmm. and the other one I call it the Range Rover, because that's what it looks like.
It does look like a Range Rover.
We parked it next to a Range Rover. I'm like, this is exactly almost the same car. But I call it with better technology. That's just what I think. But I went ahead and I got my EV6, and it's all-wheel drive. So I got the top of the line, the GT. And I was like, okay, I want to see if it's going to slide in the snow. So I waited until the snow got like a little hard and it started raining. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to give it like 2 or 3 hours until like it stops raining and the snow freezes up, to see if I would drift or anything like that. That damn battery is so heavy.
It
did not move. Like, it did not drift. It did not, nothing. Absolutely nothing. It was just breaking through snow. I was like, this motherfucker. But I mean, now I feel safer on it, you know? And then we took my wife's car. My son was like, Dad, let's go and drive around. So we all hopped in the car, and I have a person who lives with us. He also hopped in the car with us, and we went just to check stores around. We went to Kroger, we went to Publix, we went to Whole Foods, and then in some of the parking lots, we tried to like make a U-turn to see if that car would slide.
Mm-hmm.
That car did not slide whatsoever.
Mm.
That car is so freaking steady; it's even crazier. But I tell you the truth, you know, I have been switching cars for now 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
I switch them every 2 years or 3 years. And these two cars are one of the best two cars I've ever bought.
Are you going to switch again?
I do. That's a hard question. Usually I buy them.
Mm-hmm.
But because of you know, batteries, think about it as a phone, you know, every so many years you have to switch them out. So these two cars we ended up leasing. It's my second time. I had a Nissan Leaf and I leased that one because of the same mentality. You know, the batteries go bad after several years. Mm-hmm. So I ended up leasing them. We ended up leasing them. And I think we will switch once again. Like more technology. Like I noticed my car has a lot of cool things that I like the heads-up display and all this other stuff. But when I sit in my wife's car and I stop at a stop sign and I can see the stop sign on the heads-up display and I don't have to look left or right to see the stop sign, that is a big plus to me.
Ooh.
And I like that feature a lot. So I think that I will switch to the newer version when it comes out. And I'll do a lease again because of the battery situation.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. I financed mine. I have the Honda Prologue. 2024, I love it. Spacious, it just feels like a sturdy car. But I financed mine, which I'm probably going to pay it off way before.
But I mean, you've always been that person.
You're so silly. I want to keep my car and for a month.
Okay.
And then traded it.
Oh, how long did you stay with your previous car?
Well, the previous car was a lemon, so that was a year and a half.
Okay, the one before that. I'm trying to see how long you last with a car.
Well, see, Peter, that's the thing. You're trying to make a point, and I lost. I lost at this point that you're making, because the cars before that, I switched them out. Like, okay. Every 2 years, every, you know, whatever. But now I'm just getting to the point where I just don't want to deal with payments anymore. Just want to keep a car and just sit and stay with that car. And I love this Honda. I love it. It's spacious. It's big. It's, oh, and it has everything in there that I need that, you know, the previous car that I had. There's only one thing that it doesn't have that I had the Hyundai Ioniq 5.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do the turning signals, the cameras turn on as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my Honda doesn't do that. And it has the cameras there. And the cameras are there. It's just not connected. Update. Oh, yeah. Probably. It was probably just an update. And so that's the only thing I miss. Mm. Everything else is pretty much an upgrade in the car. An Ioniq 5, I just had a big glass.
Like a Tesla.
Honda, right. On the Honda, I have a big glass roof and half of it opens, you know?
That's cool.
So I just enjoy it. Mm-hmm.
You know what happened to us yesterday talking about glass? Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is stupid, but you know how when you have a regular gasoline car, the hood gets hot?
Mm-hmm.
So, because we have electric vehicles, the hood was not getting hot.
Mm-hmm.
So the snow was just staying in the hood the whole entire time. So I would like break to chunk off some of the snow, but it wasn't falling off. So we had to get off the car and like take off the snow from the front of the roof, from the front, the hood.
Mm-hmm.
In order for us to continue driving because it was piling up so much. And I was thinking, I was like, man, we need to tell car manufacturers they need to put something in those hood like that snow can fall apart because it accumulates pretty fast when it's snowing really hard. So take that, car manufacturers, please add something hot to those electric vehicles.
Yeah.
Because that's a must.
Warranties?
Yeah, like the hood in the top, that needs to get warm somehow. Like that snow can fall apart. For those who live up north and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't have a name in Florida, but okay.
Let me ask you a question: are you picky? This is a good topic to ask you. Are you picky on who you sit in your car?
Yes and no. The reason why I say that is because when it comes to kids, because they're messy, Some adults are messy too. I'm just like, oh my God, do you have to put your feet, and I'm just real OCD, excuse me everybody, but do you have to put your feet on the ledge and then step on everything else and then put your feet in the car? Why can't you just step in the car on the mat and now you got scratches and scrapes all on the side of the damn thing?
So, my nephews were here last week, as you remember, because we did the podcast with them. And we drove both cars. We drove my car and my wife's car. My wife is very picky about her car. So very simple rule usually is me and my son and our person who lives with us and my wife that we go and travel, you know, when we need to go together to places, and we don't have a problem because we don't eat in the car. That's a no-no. So this weekend we went out a lot, and one of the things that I told the kids is, hey, no eating in the car whatsoever. These cars are too new. I don't want no oil stain, because you know Kia makes everything out of plastic. And you take one finger and you put oil on it and you can see it, because that black interior, you can just see that fingerprint. So I try to make sure that they didn't eat inside the car. And my wife came in and she inspected the car after, you know, everybody left, because we had a lot of kids. It was like three kids in the house plus my son and then my friends when they usually come and all that stuff. So and she was looking around, she's like, I can't believe that this car is fine. But she found a couple of things, you know, like nothing big, like straw papers in the car and stuff like that. But she was like in shock that they were able to listen to the instructions, which I was happy about. So I'm like, they can come back. But I am really picky on who enters my car.
Yeah. You gotta be clean. You gotta do you take care of your stuff? You know, like you would take care of, would you take care of my stuff like you take care of your stuff? You know,
correct.
I know exactly.
It's, you know, let's keep it clean. That's what I like to say.
Absolutely. Well, Peter,
it's that time.
And thank you. I thank you for this day. That's some good, interesting stuff that we talked about.
So let me ask you. So how are we going to do this moving forward? Are we going to invite people in now? Let's tell the viewers right away. How are we going to do the next stuff? Should we invite people in and go from there?
You know, you guys can hit us up on C or P.
Yeah.
At or 96 teams. In reverse, or teams at 96 in reverse. We do have some upcoming people that do want to be a part of the podcast, and definitely once we go live, they want to be a part of the live version and be, you know, uploaded and go from there. So, everybody should bring their thoughts or whatever they want to talk about, because we are open. This is 96 in reverse, and if you know what that reverse of 96 is.
Yes, baby. So the topics might be a little bit, when it's me and Cedric, we might just dig in specific topics, but when you bring people in, that's when the topics change and get a little bit more spicy. So thank you so much for hanging around with us today.
Yes.
Cedric, any last words?
No, I'm ready to go get my Chinese food now. My Thai food.
He's about to eat. I need to go and eat too. Need to go and get some stuff for the pigs and stuff. But ladies and gentlemen, this is another episode of It Is Not